Hello, Podlers. Coming up, I am so pleased to announce we have brand new material from this guy.
My name is Richard and I'm sitting on a rock. Playing my recorder while sitting on a rock. This is underneath me and I am on top.
Enjoy the show.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
It's time for the social ammunition. And if I may point you in the direction of something you need to see across the socials, it is the Libertines have recorded a special live session for us for Live Music Thursday. You can see it for yourselves on the YouTube channel and across our socials, of course, which is why I brought it up.
That's so good.
It's a thing of beauty.
Oh, I love it.
It is a thing of beauty.
They even have new lyrics. Pete starts singing new lyrics about him being an indie mensch. And all sorts of stuff going on in there. It's amazing. And it looks lovely at their hotel in Margate, I believe, is where it's filmed.
Very nice. The slatted blinds are slightly closed.
Just down the road from where we did our Sinclair C5 race, of course, years ago.
The memories. Yes. Anyway, check it out for yourselves on the Absolute Radio socials. Matt, what else is going on?
Staying with music, we've got a couple of bits of music to send you into your weekend. First, we have a very relatable song that's going viral at the moment by a credible musician, a guy called Jonathan Jeffrey. He describes himself as an international musician and accidental comedian because he's got an amazing voice and it sounds really good. But what he's singing about is quite comical and it's relatable content. This is what he sounds like, basically.
Is anything in Poundland even a pound anymore?
It's beautiful.
So true.
For a drink, it was £2.50. Can everybody see this daylight robbery? Is anything in Poundland even a pound anymore?
It's beautiful.
Really nice.
It's not perfect social ammo content. It sounds good and it's relatable. It's lovely stuff. And then, of course, it's the last day of the recorder as the podcast naming bell, Dave, which is very sad for everyone concerned. So I've got
what?
Some more recorder.
Who told you that? That's news to me, mate.
I thought we'd
stay for the next few years.
I thought we'd agreed that we'd maybe move on next week.
I think it was kind of brought up in the meeting we had yesterday that possibly the recorder was a touch annoying, according to some senior management type.
Yeah. You can have it at weekends.
Yeah. Play it at home on
and
your
bank
own.
Holidays.
But so it led to me playing some recorder content, which I quite liked.
Mm. And
it annoys senior management. So we heard this earlier in the week.
My name is Richard and I'm sitting in the corner. Sitting in the corner, playing my recorder.
Absolutely lovely. Lovely recorder content. And now he's back with more, this guy, Richard Lindsay.
Yes, Richard.
Lovable Australian comedian and musician.
My brother from another mother.
What will his follow-up to I'm sitting in the corner playing my recorder be? Well, get a load of this. Here we go.
My name is Richard and I'm sitting on a rock. Playing my recorder while sitting on a rock. This is underneath me and I am on top. Next level life powers I have unlocked. My name is Richard and I'm sitting on a rock.
He's
great.
He's playing the recorder while sat on a rock.
I'd love to go for a pint with him.
Listen to the Libertine session and go through his entire back catalogue of recorder-based hits. They're amazing. You'll be singing along with them later, and I've saved your day.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Five words. £5,000 with Kellogg's Crunchy Nut. The trouble is, they taste too good.
So here we go again with radio's easiest game to play, the hardest one to win. Of course, bear in mind, we've already had one winner this week, but we are going again, asking you to match five simple words with a member of the Breakfast Show team to win £5,000. And hoping to do just that on line one is Kirsty. Good morning, Kirsty.
Morning, Dave. Morning, team.
Welcome along to the show. Kirsty is a PA within the NHS. She is in Nottingham. And you once played, and I wasn't here, obviously, Five Celebs, £5.
Oh, okay.
I did.
And now you're stepping up to the first team. It's like you've been playing with the under-21s.
Yeah.
you made a good account of yourself, now you're in the first team.
Yeah.
So how many celebs did you manage to match?
Four.
Four.
That's good.
Oh,
that's
all right. Yeah, but can't you do it on a wet Wednesday instead? That's what it always are.
So you nearly won a fiver, but right now it's your opportunity to win $5,000. So
yeah, a bit of a step down, but you know.
So Kirsty, when we got you on the line and we were talking to you during that last song, bells started to ring for Matt Dyson because you are from Ruddington.
Yes, that's I am, right. Yeah. Yeah.
Ruddington, beautiful part of the world, Ruddington. Mm. It's also that where Matt's ex-girlfriend.
Yes, I was talking.
Matt leaves the trail of broken hearts.
Yes, I did have an ex who lived in Ruddington.
Hang on,
it's a lovely little village. It's also the home of the lead singer of the Stereo MCs.
Is that who you dated? You keep on surprising me, Matt. I love that about you. Okay, Kirsty, it is time to get down to business and spin the random player generator. Let's see if you're going to be paired with Anna, Glenn, or, of course, the man who you said left a trail of broken hearts behind him in Ruddington.
All over Rudd.
Here we go.
Matt Dyson.
Anna Geary.
Glenn Moore.
Free choice.
Matt Dyson.
It is the heartbreaker, Matt Dyson. Get out of here, you. There he goes. Look out, ladies. Okay. Kirsty, I'm going to give you five words. You say the first word that comes to mind, or, of course, the first word you think Matt Dyson's going to give, because I will be presenting Matt with the same five words, and if they match yours, you can have £5,000. Good luck.
Thank you.
Deep breath. Here we go. Your first word is hot.
Cold.
Tall, T-A-double-L, tall.
Short.
Picture.
Frame.
Street.
Street. Streetwise.
That's good.
And finally, Kirsty, your word is English.
English. English.
You're not in the calf, Kirsty. If you could hurry this up, that'd be... Sound like me on a Sunday morning. Full English.
English. Oh, crikey, that one stumped me. Breakfast. English breakfast.
Yes.
I thought you weren't going to pick up on the clue.
Really, I mean, it is full English breakfast, isn't it?
But, okay, yeah. Yes. Kirsty, we have your five words. It's a really good set, so well done on that. Please.
Thank you.
Wait right there.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Five words. £5,000. With Kellogg's Crunchy Nut. The trouble is, they taste too good.
Scatty Matty is back in the studio. Kirsty has been waiting on line one. It is time to try and win a PA within the NHS. £5,000 on five words, £5,000.
Yes, come on.
Kirsty, good luck to
come
you.
Come on, Matt. Thank you.
Don't forget, Kirsty knows all about your past and history. So if this doesn't go well, she could contact any of the newspapers. Just let them know a few home truths.
Oh, we're actually playing next week £5,000. Yeah. You have a first name of people you've dated.
There aren't enough words in the English language to match up with the names of Matt's exes. Okay. Kirsty, good luck. Here we go.
Thank you.
Hot.
Cold.
Yes, absolutely right.
Gimme.
Tall, T-A-L-L.
Small.
Oh, oh yeah.
No. Short, tall and short. Oh, big and small, tall and short.
No. Right, it is.
Sorry, Kirsty.
Tall and small. Tall and small rhyme, though. So.
I can hear Kirsty.
Yeah, sorry, you're right. That is the method, isn't it?
Yeah.
No, tall, short.
Small,
oh, big.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Hello, is that the sun? Yeah, I've got a story about that, Dyson.
Ruddington Lothario. We're going to get
Ruddington, 2009. Let's do the remaining words, shall we? What have you got for picture?
Frame.
Yeah. And you knew that was right as well, didn't you?
I mean, that's the obvious one, yeah, isn't it, for pictures?
Or schmichter, if you want to rhyme.
Street.
Light.
Wise.
Oh,
streetwise.
Oh, I nearly went life, to be honest. But yeah, streetwise is good.
English.
Breakfast.
Oh, wow, yeah. I'm so surprised by that. That's great. Well, it's a match, but yeah. It
really
means
good. Nice.
We finish on 3 out of 5. Kirsty, it's been lovely having you on the show. You're one of the few people who can say they got 4 out of 5 on 5 Celebs, £5, and 3 out of 5
yeah,
on 5 Words, £5,000. Yeah. So it's been a real charm having you on. Enjoy the weekend ahead.
Thank you. Yeah. You guys.
Cheers, Kirsty. Bye now.
And remember, loose lips sink ships. Careful what you say.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Who would like to hear an email read aloud by me that will give you all the feels, give you the tingles up your spinal column? Who would like that?
Yes.
Okay, please. Go on.
Yeah. I thought you'd be more enthusiastic. I mean, what an offer. How many other times you've been offered that in your entire life? Someone's just come up to you and said, can I read an email aloud that would give you tingles up your spinal column?
Yes. Yeah,
if it was a stranger, I wouldn't enjoy them saying that to me on the street.
Yeah, just so we're clear, I don't go around after the show walking up to people in the street and like with my phone in my hand going, I've got an email here. It's from my energy supplier. Shall I read it out loud to you? I'll give you tingles. No, what we have here is an email that's just dropped in to dave@absoluteradio.co.uk. Now, that is my email address. My inbox is always open. It's always wanting. Myself, the production team, we're always checking it. So if something happens to you across the weekend or you see something, you witness something you think we would like here on the show, then we can't make the show without you. So use that. You know, it's 8, 12, 15 when we're on air. That's the text machine. But dave@absoluteradio.co.uk for all your other needs, 24/7. Who's the iconic radio DJ I should be thanking for this background music?
Simon Bates.
Simon Bates. Big shout out to Simon Bates.
Yeah, nice.
So this came from the Dean. And here we go. Dear Dave, we were listening to your show and heard you talking about world records for kids to break. So I asked my son, Oscar, who's 6, what record do you think you could break? And he turns... He turned to me and he said, Mummy, I would like to see how many Labradors I can pet in 10 minutes.
Oh.
See?
Lovely.
That's really nice.
Right.
I think you can do 2.
Yeah. Yeah, they're hard to keep still, aren't they?
Why are you ruining this? It's a lovely moment. This was going to be part of my best of at the end of the year. Now you've gone and ruined it.
So cuddly, isn't it? Oh.
My heart absolutely melted. I think he prefers dogs to humans. How many humans can Oscar pet in 10 minutes would be another world record for kids. Anyway, thank you, Nadine, and thank you, Oscar, from the bottom of our hearts. And also Simon Bates.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Welcome along to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show, where we kind of are broadcasting to you the final show of a working week, which has been absolutely massive for us because it's been the first week from our new home, our new studios in London's Euston area. They're very impressive. We're still kind of getting used to it.
Yeah.
But it's nice. It's like kind of getting a new flat, getting a new home, and you come back and you're excited, and it's like that, walking in here every single morning.
It's lovely.
It was exciting as it was, but now, well, I've literally got my name in lights, which is my dream come true, so I'm looking at it right now. The other thing that's happened this week that's been very exciting is after we left the podcast naming bell, a big part of this show, in our old studios, we struck upon my daughter Evie, who is five, her recorder. So we've had the podcast naming recorder on the show. Now, one of the things that comes with a brand new building is a lot, and I mean a lot, of senior management types just walking around willy-nilly. You look out of this glass window and it's so high-powered. I don't even know where to look. And I'm one of those people, I don't like authority. I get nervous in front of it, but they're everywhere. There's one walking past right now. Hello, big boss.
Corridors of power.
So you got...
Every time.
So they're absolutely everywhere. And one of the kind of key messages that's been kind of coming through at me, you know, I'm picking up on what they're throwing down, so to speak, is that they've enjoyed the show this week. They realise there's been some teething problems because it's all new and there's so much technology here to get to grips with, but they kind of think like, oh, the podcast naming recorder thing's been fun, hasn't it? That'll be gone soon, I imagine, Dave. You'll be getting rid of that.
Yeah, not
popular. In fact, one of the senior management types, head of music, said that it was, quote unquote, rather annoying very early in the morning. is what he had to say. And he's one of the nice ones. I don't want to give it up. I love the recorder. I mean, without the podcast name recorder, we wouldn't have had an incredible moment early doors this week where I duetted with a listener by the name of Shirley Clark, who's a machinist at the DFS factory in Derbyshire. This is her on her machine and me playing the recorder. Here we go.
Solo.
The big crescendo at the end.
And they want to give that up. And they're senior management. I just don't understand it.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
You are listening to Absolute Radio, where real music matters. And if you don't believe that real music matters to us, well, let me tell you that 10 Weeks of Tickets is back later this month. And we've got your chance to... Wow, see some of the biggest gigs on planet Earth and go to the biggest festivals. So when we talk about real music mattering, we're going to have your chance to see the likes of Green Day, the Foo Fighters, Liam Gallagher, the Killers, Stevie Nicks, go to the Isle of Wight Festival, and that's not even all of it. That's just a little flavour flay.
Huge.
And it's all happening at the end of this month. It is 10 weeks of tickets. It is back on Absolute Radio. But right now, and keeping it about real music, it is time to say farewell to the podcast naming recorder. It was here on Monday, and it's made it through an entire week.
Management have won, have they? We're going to have to say goodbye.
Look at them. It's like Shaun of the Dead out there. They're all at the window looking through at me. So we're going to say farewell. Of course, having the recorder in my possession for a week means that I've been able to practice. Mm. I've been tooting away during the songs, haven't I?
Yes, of course.
And so, if you don't mind, just wanted to give it a proper send-off.
Oh, wow. Okay, here we go.
Great song as well.
The recorder, ladies and gentlemen.
God.
Wow. Almost didn't look like you were blowing into it there as well. That's weird.
And management said, play one more time and you've lost your job. And you just ploughed right on. You just did it. And that's amazing.
Yeah. I won't be back on Monday. But if you're going to lose your job over anything, let it be a child's recorder.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.